This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Rock County Board of County Commissioners is meeting today. Public comments at 9:30. Lisa Popovich with Main Street Steamboat plans to speak regarding the Santa House no longer being on the lawn at the Rock County Courthouse during the holiday season. She says she'll be thanking commissioners for their continued partnership and then ask whether the Santa House can be on the lawn at the courthouse for one more year while Main Street Steamboat works on finding a more permanent home starting next year. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners, they have a board meeting today. Agenda items include appointments to the Moffat County Fair Board. The proposed 2026 county budget will be presented for adoption. And Jennifer Riley has an update from Memorial Regional Health. Two or more members of the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners are participating in a Zoom workshop today with a consulting firm regarding the initial stages of the proposed Fairgrounds Event Center project. Simo Springs City Council meets tonight. Parks and Rec Commission and City Attorney both have reports on the agenda. Governor Polis has announced new board appointments. One is Paul Boney of Steamboat Springs to the Community Access Enterprise. He'll serve as a rep of a business or organization that supports electric alternatives to motor vehicles. Boney's with Yucca Valley Sustainability Council. Another reappointment is Karen Wogsland of Steamboat Springs of the Colorado Water Resources and Power Development Authority. Paving and striping continues along Highway 40 at Downhill Drive and Riverside Drive. That's just west of Steamboat Springs. Be aware of delays. Moffat County School District has hired Bill Zenner as the new college and career coordinator at the high school. Moffat County School District is also looking to hire some bus drivers if you're interested. Keep Bears Wild is hosting a talk about coexisting with bears in the Yampa Valley. 6:30 tonight, Library Hall at Bud Werner Library. Open registration starts today and runs through the end of the month for the Steamboat Gravel Ride, which is next June. You're invited to learn about the Cost of Poverty Experience, or COPE. It's an immersive simulation that gives a glimpse into the lives of low-income individuals and families in our communities. Starts at 9:30 today at the Steamboat Christian Center. There's a second event same time tomorrow at the Chamber Commerce Building in Craig. The U.S. Alpine Ski Team has been announced for the upcoming season. Six Alpine skiers are from Steamboat Springs. They're Jet Seymour on the B team, Logan and Tatum Gross Didier, who compete for Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club on the women's C team, Jeremy Nolting, Jay Poulter, and Cooper Puckett on the men's C team. The Steamboat Springs High School girls flag football team has a home playoff game tonight, the first one ever. It's at 4:00 versus Regis Groff from Denver, and it's at Gardner Field. Steamboat is ranked 14th. Regis Groff is 19th. Remember, that's 4:00 today. The Moffat County boys soccer team has a home game against Grand Valley this afternoon in Craig. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.